Erev Shabbos, Parshas Korach, Tavshin Ayin. Parshas Korach, we go through every year, and we read the story over, and obviously if the Torah put this episode into the Torah, and Torah is from the word Hayrah, it's from the word instruction, it's to give us a Mahalach HaChaim. It's to give us direction for life and instruction for life. And it's to every year to learn up the Parsha again and understand what happened, and to understand that the unfathomable and the unbelievable could actually take place. And that's simply the story here of you have one person's jealousy. One person who was a great person, and jealousy doesn't care how great the person is. Jealousy goes even after the greatest people, the greatest tzaddikim, and certainly those who are not tzaddikim. Jealousy could destroy a person's life, and it can take with it other people as well. And the jealousy of one person, of Korach, Rashi says he was an Iskana bin Isiusa Shalali Tzafan. He was jealous of the position that his cousin got. And because of that jealousy, the power that one person has, that he can get 250 Nesiim, means 250 righteous people, smart people, intellectual, bright individuals, and he can get them to join his cause and cause their downfall, and they themselves are guilty of killing themselves. That's what Rashi tells us. The pasuk says, "Chatu b'nafshayisam," that they themselves, they joined his cause, they joined his fight, and because he was jealous, that led to getting him to convince others of what he's doing is right, that the system is wrong, and he is able to get 250 to see him to join his cause, and because of that, for them, they considered Chotu b'nafshoisam. Masmachtei sachatom o'eile b'nafshoisam. Rashi quotes the pasuk. They were Chotu al nafshoisam. They were guilty of what they did. Why? Because they should have seen the stupidity. One person saw through it. One person, that was the wife of Ein Ben Peles, the Gemara tells us that she looked at it and said, one second, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. You know, everything's for the principle of the matter, and it's wrong that Moshe took too much for his own, from his own family, and he should have given more, and they didn't see the big picture. Except Ein Ben Peles' wife. And she told Ein Ben Peles, what are you doing? It's an idiocy. What are you doing over here? You're joining him? You're no better off than you were before. And what you could do is you could be a lot worse. And he was saved. Ein Ben Peles' wife saved him. As the Gemara says, what she did, the whole thing's not for now. But that's the parsha, that one person's jealousy, because that's where it stemmed from. One person's jealousy can get others to join his cause, join the bandwagon, and for themselves, they don't gain anything. All they have is a downfall. And how did this happen? Rashi tells us, the Korach, a famous Rashi, the Korach she pikeh achoya, maro l'shtu zeh. That's what it is, Rashi says. It was stupidity. He should have realized it also. So Rashi tells us before, it was the jealousy that caused it. But why didn't he stop himself? How is it that indeed the Mishnah tells us, Hakinah v'ataiva v'akovin meitzien esa'odim en ha'olam? Jealousy is one of the things that will take a person out of the world. Literally, it took them out of the world. Literally, the world swallowed them up. And Rashi says, Eino hitosei. His eye caused him to make a mistake. And I was bothered by the Lashon, Eino hitosei, his eye. Why one eye? And I saw Baruch Shem, I found in the Habina V'Abracha from the Baruch Sirotskin Zitzal. He says, what's Pshak? Only one eye. He says, you know what the problem was? You know what the jealousy caused Korach to do? That he had, unfortunately, tunnel vision. That he didn't see with both eyes. He didn't see the full picture. One eye. Instance, Rashi tells us, Rosh al Shelis Gadei lo Yaitzim Imana. He had great cheshbonis. He saw in the future. He had Ruach HaKodesh. Shmuel was going to come out from his descendants. Beautiful. But the Pshat is Rashi saying his one eye caused him to falter. His mistake was because he looked only with one eye and he didn't see the full picture. And he saw one thing. He says, this must be, it must be I'm right. And certainly the jealousy was the motivation behind it. Maybe he didn't detect that. But he didn't detect the Rashi saying, Chazal are telling you, because he looked with one eye and he said, look, I see, this is the way I see things. And that was the problem. Kerach, you should open up your eyes. Look at like Ein Ben Peles' wife. Kerach's wife, the Chazal tells us, was just the opposite. Kerach's wife edged the mind. Look what's happening, you're not the top, you should be a higher position, and that just caused him to go further and further, sink deeper and deeper into his folly ways. But his Einayitase, one eye, just looked at something in the with the picture that he thought, and indeed he was wrong, he should have opened up his eyes. And perhaps Baruch Shrezen says that's pshat also. Have it done as kol ha'odom lekafskus. When you're judging another person, you have to judge kol ha'odom. You have to judge the whole picture. Not, oh, look at this, he did one thing wrong. Must be he's out of it. Kol ha'odom, you have to look at the whole person, he says. He said, it could be, we can understand this phenomenon that we don't find anywhere else, that this nace should happen, that happened one time and ever again. That Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Im kemeis kol adam yimusan eile, if you die as every other person, uf kudas kol adam yipakir alei lo Hashem shalachani." And you're right, I'm wrong. Hashem didn't send me; I did this on my own. But v'im b'riya yivra Hashem, Hashem creates a new creation. Upatzes adam the adam es piyah ubaloisim as kol hashalem v'yardu chayim sheila then v'yadati minu atzon Hashem eila as Hashem. But if Hashem creates a new thing and the ground opens up and there's an earthquake and as the Malm explains that the ground opened up and then it just went on its own path to all the houses of these people and all the possessions, if an ace like that happens, then Moshe Rabbeinu says, then you know I'm right. So Rishonim explained why he needed such a fantastic miracle over here to prove Moshe's authority once and for all, that no one should argue on him. Okay, this was at a point where sort of in Lahavdol, if you call it, in Moshe's political career, the Ramban says, things that happen, there was a Magefa, you know, when things don't go so well, so then it's easy to stage a revolt against the leader, even Moshe Rabbeinu. And Ramban says that's what Kerach is waiting for. Kerach didn't want to do it right when they left Mitzrayim. Oh no, then everybody was happy with Moshe Rabbeinu. But now there was a plague already. Why was it a plague? Because Klal Yisrael sinned. Yeah, but people died, so we're not so happy. You know, there's financial problems, high taxes, so people already, they're not so happy. Oh, now you can get them to join your cause. And that's what Kerach waited for, the Ramban says. But why did he have to have such an unbelievable miracle? What is kinah? What is jealousy? That means a person doesn't want to look at the world with his two eyes and say, you know, I understand the Kohanim, the Levim, the Israelim. Not all men are created equal. All men have their own tafkid, their own mission. We all serve Hashem, that we do, but we can't do it in the same way. There are Kehanim, there are Levim, the Yisraelim. There is a hierarchy. And I have to understand my position, where I am, how I fit in to the greater picture. To look with both eyes. And then Kerach, you didn't want to look with both eyes. Eino Yitasi, you looked with one eye. Ah, I'm a Levi, I'm only a Levi, only a Levi. Rav lochem b'nei Levi, you have a lot. But because of that, he stumbled. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you want to live within the world and understand there's a system over here, and there's Kehanim, there's Levim, the Yisraelim, there's a Melech, there's a Kohen Gadol, there's a Nasi, so then, Kemeis Kalani Musanela. Then you're within the system, within the world, and you'll die naturally like everybody else dies. But if the jealousy is taking you to the point where you're trying to overturn the system, you're trying to go against the authority, trying to go against the system, then you'll also be taken out of the world in such a gruesome way. In Bria Yivra Hashem, Hashem will make the ground open up and you'll go in and be swallowed up alive. To understand that Kinna, Taiva, and Kavod is Maitziah Asad Meidolam. It removes a person from this world. I think this is an idea that we once again have to review over when we get to this parasha. Because as unbelievable as it sounds, and the stupidity of it, as Rashi says, the shtus that Kerach did, we find it still is a poison that happens today. It could happen in families, it could happen in communities, that you could have a jealousy of one person sometimes that could poison others and cause rift and cause machlokes and can cause downfall. And it's because it stems from jealousy, and it comes from not viewing things with a big picture. A good night of Shabbos.